Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so let's turn our attention then to the Commanders and the Chargers, and we have not opened up the phones today on this game, so we could do that here with this question. Answer our Friday staple. They win if what happens, and they lose if what happens, and we're looking for two different variables here. So it's not like if you think they need to generate takeaways as an example to win, you can't then say, well, they lose if they don't, right? So two different ideas. If something happens, they win, and if what happens, they lose. Let's go positive first, Danny. Washington beat the Chargers, as we're talking on Monday, because?
Turnovers. And I know it's annoying because you just said you can't just do takeaways, but that's my answer. And this pass rush has to get home. It's got to be sack fumble. It's got to be a hurried pass for an interception. It's got to be a tip pass up in the air for an interception. They need more than one through four games to get this done. If Justin Herbert is allowed to throw the football, the game will end. They cannot stop that. These three receivers are awesome. Herbert is awesome, despite the fact that he's been harassed and harangued more and more, especially his offensive line injuries have mounted for the Chargers. That's where they have to win here, talking about Washington this week. If they get home, sack fumble Von Miller, sack fumble Dorrance Armstrong, batted pass Daron Payne, Javon Kinlaw, whoever's in there, you have to turn the football over at least a couple of times, and it's got to come from your pressure.
So I've got one on both sides of the ball. The Commanders defensively, you know, they're key. Washington wins if they hit Justin Herbert and they generate the pressure they couldn't last week. The conservative nature of the design defensively the last two games post-Green Bay has been bothersome to me, but it also was understandable to some extent. They were able to get pressure against the Raiders, rushing with their defensive front. They didn't have to blitz, and when Joe Witt occasionally dialed up something from the A-gap with Bobby Wagner, it worked. So you tap them on the back, you say, good job, coach, and you keep it moving. Against Atlanta, they were pretty convinced, it seems like, based on the plan. They didn't need to blitz. They didn't need to bring a fifth at any point. They were wrong. They didn't get home. They couldn't beat that battered offensive line. And I think they got shredded defensively, and they lost the game because of it. So that's where I'm starting. This is the underbelly of this team. This is the thing you got to take advantage of. This is how the Giants beat them. It's how everyone's going to beat the Chargers that beats them in the foreseeable future. This is a bad line, and you don't allow them to level up and play better based on Herbert being able to basically quick game you and get the ball out of his hands. 3-1 as a starter this year, Justin Herbert and the Chargers in his games, but 63.8% completion percentage, 92.2 passer rating, both the lowest, believe it or not, four games in his career. As great as he started through two games, it has plummeted back down to earth these last 2 weeks. Has nothing to do with him because he's playing lights out. I mean, he makes some big-time, ridiculous, awesome arm talent throws, but he has just been crushed the last couple of weeks. So that's the defensive plan. They win if on offense. I mentioned this in our first hour. If Daniels can run. If Daniels is able to look like he did physically, or even earlier this year when he wasn't playing at the same level as 2024, but he could just move. He can run. He can pick up six or eight, stay ahead of the sticks on second and 12 after, you know, a bad penalty or something. He can go scramble for seven or nine and set up a third and manageable third and short. I think you win. Because I do think there's going to be opportunities for him to have an 8 or 9 carry, 65 rushing yard day as a quarterback in this matchup. And frankly, the way that they're going to have to operate offensively without McLaurin, without Noah Brown, with Bates just coming back, with a banged up offensive situation, I think you're going to need some rushing from Jaden Daniels. So that's how they win for me.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.